Om Shanti. So how is everybody? Okay? Mind, body, health, okay? Yeah? Are you enjoying being in Baba's canopy of protection in Madhuban? Yeah. So I suppose if I ask you the question, are you in love with Baba? What will be the answer to that? I'm not convinced. Are you in love with Baba? Okay. That's why you want to meet him here, yes. If you are in love with Baba, do you want to do everything that Baba asks from you? No, I heard kind of, yes. Let me repeat the question. If you are in love with Baba, are you ready to do and follow anything Baba asks from you? I'm not convinced. Good. Thank you. You know, the foundation of this subject of Srimat, when you really love someone, what's the proof of love? The soul is influenced by the person they love. Right? You're impressed by everything they say. Only what they say is the right thing. You're inspired by everything they do, and you want to copy everything they do. Right? And so, just because Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own, doesn't mean we can't follow him. Because Baba manifests his personality through the Murli. You know, every day when Baba speaks to us, Baba's communicating with his children through one or another relationship. One day, Baba may be the teacher. The next day, he may be the guide, the friend, the mother. Sometimes he's going between a few relationships. Today he was almost like the coach. The children are complaining to Baba, saying, Baba, what do we do so Maya doesn't come to us? And Baba said, I'm going to send her to you even more. Right? And so there's a relationship that Baba wants to build with his children. And every day in Baba's Murli, Baba is giving us clues of how to come close to him. So when we use this word Srimat, every single day, if you count how many times it comes in the Murli, yeah, Shri and Mat. Shri is elevated, Mat actually means opinion or belief. But the opinions and belief that elevate the soul. So day to day in life, we have a lot of opinions about a lot of things, right? We have an opinion about the weather. We have an opinion about what somebody should be doing or what somebody shouldn't be doing. We have an opinion about day to day situations. We have opinions about other people. But none of those opinions elevate us. Do they? Your opinion about the weather, does that make you feel more elevated? When you have opinions about other people, does that make you feel more elevated? And so there's something about what Baba is offering us that is making us elevated. Because the first thing to understand before you can follow Srimat is, what is the purpose of Srimat? What is the purpose of Srimad? To become pure and elevated. That's the purpose of Srimad. Simple. And so when that purpose is kept alive, I have to first of all reconcile myself with that purpose. And very deeply in my heart ask myself, soul, do I really want to become pure and elevated? Because you can't follow Srimad if you're not aligned with the purpose of Srimad. What are you following? And very deeply inside, we have to keep this pure desire awakened. Do I want to become pure? Do I want to become elevated? And this is not just a one-off conversation, but it's something that the soul has to remind itself every day. Awaken this deep desire for purity. Because if we don't keep this purpose alive, you know what happens? Very quickly, our intellect starts to get trapped in situations, in issues. Things become an issue. There's a situation I have to face. You don't understand my situation. Nobody understands me. This and this and this. And you get trapped in the detail of situations. And when you get trapped in the detail of situations, what happens is it starts to trigger your old nature and sanskars. Right? Because what do? When you get trapped in detail, what happens? You react. You think too much, and you react. And in the moment of reaction, what are you using? You're just using your old nature and sanskars. And the more you use your old nature and sanskars, the more those are the spectacles that you see the situation through. And the more you get yourself trapped in the situation. And then Baba feels a million miles away, and Baba Srimad is not, doesn't feel practical anymore. Yeah? It just disappears. And so, before we can talk about following Srimad, I feel that at a very deep level, the soul has to accept, why am I doing this? And why do I want to do this? Because even the intention to follow Srimad will bring you help. But if you don't have the intention to follow Srimad, then Baba is giving help, but because the soul isn't connected with the intention and the purpose of becoming pure, you can't receive that help. This is a very subtle aspect. And so every day in my Amrit Vela, I've got to keep that fire alive. The taste for wanting to become pure and elevated. Wanting to become dignified. You know, what is my purity? It's my dignity. It's my royalty. Yeah? It's my self-respect. Do I want to sustain it? Do I want to care for it? Because if I really want to care for that self-respect and purity, I will have value for every single Srimad Baba gives me. Because Srimad is for my stage. Baba's Srimad is telling me how I can look after myself. Very simply. And so we hear Srimad in Baba's Murali every day? Right? What's the first Srimat that you hear every single day without fail? Remember me? And what other one that's coupled with that? Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me alone. The word alone is quite important. Yeah? So not remember me with all your friends and relatives too. Which is what happens, right? Our heart, because of various attachments, has many different compartments inside. One room is for my wife, one room is for my children, one room is for my job, and then yeah, Baba, I can give you one room as well. But Baba is too big for just one tiny room. He wants your whole heart. It's either him or no one. When Baba is in your heart, there is no space for anyone else in your heart. So when we first come to Baba, Baba is a part of our lives. Yeah, because you're not completely free from attachment when you come to Baba, are you? No. You have slight attachments, if you're honest. And then slowly, slowly, he's in a part of your life, and he slowly, slowly, as you follow Srimat, he starts to move into the center of your life. So when you look at your life, what kind of decisions do you make when God is at the center of your life? And what kind of decisions will you make when God is just a part of your life? Baba is mine. Yes, and I can say it. I belong to Baba and Baba is mine. And yet in practical reality, where are my decisions going? Are they staying true to one Baba and none other? Or am I conveniently making decisions to please my attachments somewhere or another? So it's very important to know that when I've fallen in love with someone, it is the beginning of a long journey. And whether you like it or not, this person is going to find their way right into the center of your heart. So, are you ready to live a life of one Baba and none other? You sure? Now everybody's thinking a bit. Yeah, we love Baba. Yeah, he's great. We love him. We love the atmosphere. But you know what? I got some practical things to deal with in my life. Yeah? And this is where Srimat helps to bridge the gap. Because on the path of devotion, we loved God. But our love was separate and our practical life was separate. Because the love we had for God was not making us elevated. Right? We had love, but it never made us elevated. Now in this one birth, Baba's love for his children is the Murali. And the practical instructions that the soul receives in the Murali make me as elevated as Baba. Now in bhakti, we never understood that to love something means to become equal. Did you understand that in bhakti? No. We just adored somebody. You know the word adore? When you adore somebody, you put someone up on a pedestal, worship them, you please yourself by looking at something beautiful. It's just there. It's not real love, it's adoration. Yeah? But there was no awareness that I can become like the one that I adore. And so for many, many births, the soul took the position of being subservient. I cannot become equal. I'm not supposed to become equal. I'm just supposed to worship and please myself with something that is nice in front of me. I thought it was impossible. It's not practical to become like God. And so when we come to Gyan, how much of that bhakti do we still carry? Because that takes the form of fear. Yeah? You want to come close, but then when you come close and Baba tries to elevate, no, I can't possibly be this. I have to go back and be gopi. It's easier to be gopi. Whatever the name of your body is, whatever your sanskars and nature you've come to this birth with, it's much easier to act that out. But to sit on the same platform as God? Can I do it? Do I feel in my heart? Can I accept it? Because this is when you can start following Srimat accurately. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah, because this is a very subtle aspect. I'm going underneath Srimat and looking at the intention of why we're following it. And so on the journey, when Baba says, you are a master almighty authority, that's Srimat. It's non-negotiable. So if you have any issues with that title, they're yours. When Baba says, you are a world benefactor, that's Srimad. When Baba says, you are worthy of worship, that's Srimad. When Baba says, consider yourself to be a soul, give respect, give regard, that's Srimad. Srimad provides the track to keep our self-respect elevated. Right? So anything that is making me fall is not Srimat. That's one of the first, if you like, markers I need to keep for myself. Yeah? So first track, I am a soul. Second track, I, the soul, belong to the Supreme. Third track, my home is a land of nirvana. I am a bodiless, incorporeal soul. Fourth track, I am an elevated soul that has had many forms around the cycle. The ancestor soul, the deity soul, the worthy of worship soul, the Brahmin, the angel. I am the one with all powers. I am the master seed of the tree. These are the tracks of Srimad. Anything else and you're off track. It's very simple. Now let me tell you a story of how things take us off track. I am a soul. I belong to Baba. I belong to the Supreme. I am incorporeal. I come from the incorporeal world. I have many forms around the cycle. The five forms, deity, worthy of worship, Brahmin, angel. I am the ancestor soul, the master seed, sitting at the bottom of the tree, and I am one with all powers. Yeah? Because the purpose of Srimat is for me to strengthen my inner stage. When I am giving respect, I am strengthening my stage. When I am using virtues in my relationships, I am strengthening my stage. I'm not using them for someone else. I'm using them for me. When I'm being tolerant, I'm strengthening my stage. Yeah? The problem is that when our eyes lose sight of ourselves, so we think we have to use virtues for others. I have to tolerate him. It's not tolerance. Are you understanding this? Yeah? You only use the virtue because you are benefiting from the virtue. I am keeping my love because it's keeping me safe. I want to stay peaceful because it's keeping me clean. This is what self-love is. This is what Srimat does. The value for Srimat is recognizing that for me to use a virtue or quality to be peaceful, to be respectful, to be tolerant, to be compassionate, whatever those directions that Baba gives us, it's really because I'm using it to protect and strengthen and elevate my stage. And no matter what the situation, I have to do this first. Yeah? What tends to happen? Situation starts very quickly. You don't stop and put space and start to think, I am a soul, I belong to Baba. Get some height and then see what you are touched by in relation to the situation. No? Instead, why have they done this? What have they done this for? And this shouldn't happen, and how can we work this out so a solution can be met? We try to fix the situation. We interfere. We overuse the intellect too quickly. Always, when we apply Srimat, the first thing that happens with Srimat is that it gives me space to find my position. I have to fix my position before I address anything. It's like a king of a kingdom, right? He's not just going to walk around and do business. Somebody comes to him, tells him about something, and he's walking and moving around. No. He'll say, come into my court. He'll sit down on his throne and then he'll say, speak. Then he'll say, speak. You know, when you have business meetings, you go into a boardroom, the chairman sits down, then you go through everything chronologically. Right? So when I start to follow Srimat, what I'm doing is I'm fixing my inner position before I address anything. Because if I don't fix my position internally, who am I in this situation? Who do I have to be? Then the situation will influence me and my sanskars and nature will erupt. Does that make sense? Yeah? Let me give you a little example. Quite a few Avyak Muralis ago, Baba had spoken about whenever you get angry, say sweet Baba. Yeah? This is in the mid-90s, Baba had given this direction. And I remember hearing it thinking, isn't that easy? He's saying whenever you get angry, just say sweet Baba. And I thought, is it really that easy? Because anger is quite a strong emotion, right? When you've all experienced anger, right? So you know how strong it is. So a few years later, I was confronted with a situation. And in this situation, I used to live at the Global Retreat Center in Oxford. It's one of Baba's retreat centers, first retreat centers abroad in Oxford, in the United Kingdom. And there's a team of us working. And there's a brother who works with me. And he had done something that was going to have some very severe repercussions on the rest of the team. It was a mistake. And it was my job to find out what the mistake was. So the brother was sitting in the office. I walk in the office. And inside me, there's a little bit of a reaction going. You know, why did he do this? Doesn't he understand? For God's sake, he's been in this business for so long. I mean, just a little bit, just a few thoughts I had. But then I composed myself. And I started to inquire, brother, what happened? What went wrong? How did it happen? And immediately there was a reaction from him. Even by the time I finished my first sentence, there was a reaction. So I thought, okay, Gopi, just step back a bit. And I knew why he reacted, because I had reacted first inside. You know, the vibrations reach. So I just stopped and I tried again, and again he was reacting even more. So then I thought, okay, I don't want to lose my dignity, so I left the office. But then, when I left the office, I was walking down the corridor, and there's a little voice in my head saying, but you're right and he's wrong. Why is he reacting to you? You know what we call that little voice? What do we call it? The ego. But you're the one that's right. I mean, how dare he react, for God's sake? Who does he think he is? Right? All this commentary starts. So then I go down the corridor and there's a telephone on the table. And this commentary is going in my head. So I thought, okay, I can't speak to him directly, so let me do it through the telephone. So I pick up the telephone. And again, I pretend to be composed. And I say, brother, let's see if we can talk about this reasonably. Why did you do this? And then he just explodes. He gets so angry on the end of the phone, right? And starts to say a lot of things, you know, a lot of anger. And as this brother is getting angry on the end of the phone, I can start to feel my own volcano erupting inside, you know? It was a little fire, and then suddenly this volcano starts to erupt. And the voice in my head is getting louder. How dare he get angry? And then he puts the phone down on me. And when he puts the phone down on me, the voice in my said, how dare he put the phone down on you? Go back in and give him a piece of your mind. And it took all my self-control to stop where I was, because I knew if I went back into that office and I reacted to him, whatever I said to him, I wouldn't be able to take it back, and then I would have to live with the words of reaction. So I thought, what do I do now? And I was trembling, so I ran to the kitchen to get a glass of water. And I'm standing there holding this glass of water, drinking it, and my hand is shaking. And someone comes into the kitchen and says, Gopi, you look a little bit pale. Are you okay? And I said, not really. And then they said, I think you need Baba's room. And I said to myself, yes, why didn't I think of that earlier? So I leave the glass of water and I walk to Baba's room. Yeah. I go and sit in front of Baba, and lovely Baba's translate, and I'm looking at Baba, and I remember these words from the Avyakta Murali. Child, when you get angry, say sweet Papa. So here's what I do. One half of my brain starts to say sweet Baba like a mantra. Sweet Baba, sweet Baba, sweet Baba, sweet Baba. The other half of my brain, guess what it does? It starts to revise the situation. But he did this and Baba, he said this and he shouldn't have said that and he was sweet Baba, sweet Baba, sweet Baba. But no Baba, why did he say this and why did he do this? And he was so awful when he said sweet Baba, sweet Baba, sweet Baba, sweet Baba. This was the dialogue. And for 10 minutes, this dialogue continued. Until the sweet Baba took over. Because I arrived at a question in my dialogue. What is the most important thing in this situation? Is it that you are right? Or is it that Baba's love and good wishes are kept in this relationship? And the moment I asked myself this question, it was like instantly all the anger dissolved. The moment I released the ego of wanting to be right, anger had no margin to survive. It just evaporated in a second. Because it's my ego that justifies the bacteria of the vices. My ego will justify my anger. My ego will justify my greed. My ego will justify my desires. Because I think I'm right. It's a very subtle dynamic. My ego will justify my use of my old samskaras. Right? But in that moment, as I released this tension of needing to be right and to prove myself, every feeling just evaporated instantly. And I was just filled with Baba's love. And I sat in front of Baba, just filled with such good wishes and pure feelings for myself, for this soul. And after 20 minutes, I got up from Baba's room to leave. And as I left the room, guess who was standing outside the room? Him. And he was standing there, waiting to apologize to me. I didn't say anything. He just said, look. And you know, he's not used to being apologetic, so he said, look, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm just sorry for what I said. And then he walked off. Enough. And I said to him, you know what? It doesn't matter. And it really did not matter. You know, sometimes we say, it doesn't matter, but it does matter. Yeah, we say, oh, it doesn't matter, but inside it really matters. But at that point, I felt it didn't matter at all. And when I stepped back from the situation, I looked at the whole dynamic of that situation. And I asked myself, what did I learn? Rule number one, drop wanting to be right in any situation. Because if you have the slightest feeling that I want to be right or I am right, understand that the soul is not using Srimat in that moment. Second, make a conscious effort to remember Baba's Srimat for the situation. So I remembered Baba had said, say sweet Baba. Right? And I started using it. I just started using it. And as I started using it, it started to do its work on me. Yeah? And third, make every attempt to come back to original pure feelings in yourself, about yourself in the situation. Because when I come back to myself, then the law is that I give permission for everything around me to return back to its original state. And so as I was coming back to my original state of love, of compassion, of pure feelings, those vibrations were reaching out and they reached that soul and they became a mirror for that soul. And in that mirror, that soul had a realization about his actions that prompted him to come and apologize. And this is called automatic correction of the drama. I didn't have to use my ego and go and demand an apology. Do you think he would have given me an apology? Never. In fact, I would have pushed him further away from self-realization had I gone and demanded an apology. Yeah? So our good wishes and pure feelings, our self-respect becomes a mirror for other souls, for their self-respect. And I have been in countless situations where souls have defamed, souls have insulted, but because I've stayed in my self-respect and I've gone to Baba and kept good wishes, inevitably they realize and come back to me and say sorry. But if I've held on to them and the situation and I keep reacting, it never happens. You have to try it and see. And so when we talk about using Srimat, I have to use it. It's not something that happens automatically. It's like you sit here and you know that you are a soul. It makes sense, right? Soul is separate from the body. But to what percentage are you completely convinced that you are a soul? I know, but knowing is one thing. To have the complete faith that I am a soul is something else. And to move from knowledge to faith requires practice. Again and again and again. You know what Brahma Baba used to do in the early days? He would have a journal, and all the time in that journal there would be pages. I am a soul. I am a pure soul. I am a blissful soul. I am a child of the Supreme. Pages and pages and pages. Because it's that act of instilling faith. And faith happens when I use knowledge in situations. Very simple. If I really believe I am a soul, I am a master. I am a master ocean of knowledge. When you accept this self-respect, what do you feel? You become proud of yourself, your pride increases, and you feel big. Right? You know, somebody who has a lot of self-respect, they feel important. They feel special. They feel big. And when you feel big, everything else is small. Right? So if you find yourself in a situation and you feel that the situation feels bigger than you, what's that telling you? I'm not in my self-respect. Right? So rule number one, put some space to find your self-respect. Fix your self-respect. So that you can elevate, elevate, elevate enough to feel bigger than the situation. Does that make sense? This is what Srimat does for us. When we start to use Srimat, it just makes us bigger than everything else. And when everything else is this small, it doesn't matter anymore. Right? So for example, someone has insulted me today. So what? A few words spoken in a few seconds, out of 1 hour, in 1 day, in 1 birth, out of 84 births, chickpeas. No big deal. Right? Or is it a big deal? It feels like a big deal, doesn't it? But yet, elevate, gain perspective. It's nothing. Chickpeas. Praise is the same. Right? So when you start to elevate, you see things for what they are, which is literally chickpeas. Because whatever is happening second by second in this drama is literally a second. A second out of 84 births is a drop in the ocean. It's nothing. And yet, what do we do with this second? Make such a big deal out of this second. Make a drama out of it. A movie in a movie. Right? So, Srimat helps us gain perspective. I am a soul. I start to become aware that I am an observer of this movie. Srimat helps me stay in the position of being an observer. Doesn't matter. I was in a session a few weeks ago, giving a lecture. There was a brother at the front. It was a public lecture. And he had created some disturbance in the session. And I could tell that perhaps mentally he wasn't quite stable. So after the lecture I said, anybody have any questions? Yeah, like we do. So the brother said, I want to say something. And in my mind I thought, uh-oh. Anyway, so he started speaking. He said, sister, can I just correct your lecture a little bit? So I thought, okay. And he said, well, this word, you shouldn't use these words. Instead, you have to use this word and this word and this word. So he began to lecture my own lecture, right? So 1 minute passed and he kept talking. And I checked my stage inside. Nothing. The second minute passed. Nothing. And then the third minute, something started to happen inside. Right? I was watching myself as he was speaking to me. Was I being disturbed inside? And by the third minute, I could feel his vibrations starting to impose. In that minute, I just said, Baba, I belong to you. You belong to me. Come now. Right? And the moment I had that thought, and I just powerfully invoked Baba, I belong to you, come now. It was like, he suddenly went, okay, that's all I have to say. And then he said to me, do you want to tell me anything? And I looked at him, and I said, thank you. And that was it. End of the matter, finished. And I realized that in that moment, my act of staying aligned with Srimat, no matter what the story is going on and what he's saying or not saying, it doesn't matter. What am I doing inside with myself? That's what matters. Because then I'll be touched by a solution. Because if I didn't remember myself and Baba in that moment, what do you think would have happened? I would have ended up having an argument with him. Right? I would have kind of bought into his analysis. And he would have just taken me right down a sidetrack. And it's not worth it. It's just absolutely not worth it. Dadiji was very good at this. Dadi Kumarka, the previous founder. How many of you here knew Dadi Kumarka? Okay. A very, very precious jewel. And I remember one scene in which there was somebody who was speaking quite strongly to Dadiji. And Dadiji was just listening and not saying anything. And there was one sister observing the scene and said to Dadiji, but Dadi, why aren't you saying anything? this person is insulting you, what they're saying is wrong, surely you have to correct him. And Daddy's reply was that Daddy is checking her mind to see if it's not fluctuating whilst the brother is speaking. So Daddy's own attention in that situation was on herself, that Srimad. Yeah, it's never the situation first. It's a sense of attention on the self first. What's going on in me? Whatever the story is will happen. If it's in my story for me to be insulted, you can't stop it. If it's in my story for me to be praised, you can't stop it. If it's in my story to be victorious, I'll be victorious. If it's in my story to be defeated, I'll be defeated. But in all of that, what's my stage inside? There's a difference between the two. Do you see the difference? And that difference we have to maintain powerfully. Because the stage of becoming equal to God and the stage of becoming complete, it's very simple. It's the stage of equanimity. I am the same in praise, defamation, victory, defeat, right, wrong. My stage doesn't fluctuate. Develop a deep, deep love for your stage inside. Yeah? All of you met Baba with a lot of love day before yesterday, right? When you came into the hall, how many of you thought about which seat you were going to sit on? Be honest. How many of you were concerned to get a good place? Be honest. Okay, yeah, Frank, that's right. Yeah, I want a good seat because I want to sit in front of Baba. I want to get drishti. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then how much maya do we have about the seat? Why is this one sitting in front? Why am I not allowed to sit in front? How is this, Baba? I can't see you. But do you think Baba's seeing your faces? Yeah? But what is your seat? Your seat is your elevated stage. Don't let go of your elevated stage and go chasing after a physical seat. Because how are you going to meet Baba? On what basis do you meet Baba? It's like meets like, right? So your elevated stage meets his elevated stage and you celebrate a very intimate meeting. But we shortchange our elevated stage. Yeah? We just put it to one side because I want a good seat. It's subtle, but this happens. And so for me, this slogan is very important, that my elevated stage is my seat. It doesn't matter even if I have this seat to sit on or not. Wherever I'm seated, I am seated on my elevated stage. Now, what do I need to remember from Baba that's going to help me stay here? And that's really, really important. Because if I don't start having an elevated conversation with Baba, then Maya will start to have a conversation with me. Yeah, and you know in what ways Maya starts to have a conversation? You know what word her conversation begins with? Maya, that'll come later. There's one word that Maya just very lightly throws into the conversation. And before you know it, you've gone off track. But. Everything is good, but. if. Anything that is uncertain, that's Maya's job, is first of all to make you unsure and uncertain, because then she has you. And that's what a doubt does. It weakens faith, right? Because the moment she puts a doubt, she's got you. And then your feelings, can I do this? Is it possible? You start to have so many waste thoughts about your own elevated destination. And those waste thoughts, they make you constipated. Right? You get a headache. You feel you can't continue. And your destination is just in front of you. But there's a lot of traffic of your own waste thoughts in between. So you feel far away from it. And so we don't often recognize Maya's royal form of doubt. But very deeply, I have to finish all self-doubt. I have to, because that weakness is Maya's door of entry. This is the biggest and most common illness in Brahmins, self-doubt. And you have to be very firm with yourself in this process. The moment it comes, stop, go back to Baba, remember your title, remember your self-respect, remember the Srimat of who you are. Now, Srimat is one thing, but listening to Baba's Murali is very important. I've been listening to Baba's Murali for way over 30 years. You can call me brainwashed, if you like. Because literally, every day, the same thing for 30 years. Consider yourself to be a soul. Remember me alone. I am a master almighty authority. I've been literally rewired here. So in the day, when I face situations, what thoughts come first? Baba's Murali, right? What does Baba say? That's why your love for the Murali has to be very... If you don't listen to Murali every day, it is not possible to follow Srimad accurately. Is it? No. Because you're missing the directions every day that Baba is giving you to look after yourself. Yeah? And so at some point, if you miss those directions to look after yourself, what are you going to use instead to look after you? Your ego. You just use your ego, because it's easier. Yeah? Now what's the difference between Srimat and Maryadas? You know why? The Maryadas literally means code of conduct. So it has to do with boundaries of lifestyle, practically. And it is a form of Srimat, but very practical. Right? So my Maryadas govern my expression, my boundaries, my code of conduct, my lifestyle. Yeah? So when I am eating vegetarianism, I'm celibate, these are Maryadas. And they have many subtle aspects to them. But these are Maryadas. And if I break a Maryada, or I'm loose with a Maryada, can't follow Srimad. I'll battle inside. And the proof is that I won't have the power to face situations. I'll constantly be reacting. But I can't see in my life that my code of conduct is loose. Yeah, because sometimes we compromise. So Maryadas are like this outer circle of protection. The Maryadas, or the code of conduct, help me manage and keep my physical senses under control. Because if my physical senses are not under control and managed, then they will interfere with my spiritual work. I can't elevate and go to God. Because my desires will pull me. Right? So the maryadas are there to help us clean our physical setup and lifestyle. And so I have to very deeply check, am I following the maryadas accurately? Because then my intellect will become subtle enough to grasp Baba's Srimad and actually to use the Srimad. Yeah? But it's both. I need to want to become pure to follow the maryadas. Yeah? Because the purpose of Srimad is to become pure. If I haven't aligned myself with that purpose, then becoming celibate is a pressure. No? At some point you feel, why? Why I have to become? But you haven't aligned yourself with the intention. And so you need both. Because both of them help us to become elevated. Then there's disciplines. Disciplines keep us in line so that we can follow our maryadas accurately. Coming to class on time. Your Amrit Velas. Regular evening meditation. Disciplines. Disciplines enable us to accumulate power. Okay? Om Shanti.